Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Uncle Buck.
I watched the second half of Uncle Buck.
And this is the other half. Ethan, you have an uncle like Uncle Buck?
Kinda. Not really.
No.
Not. I wouldn't say exactly. It's pretty okay. Uncle Buck's obviously.
He's a cartoon character.
He's a cartoon character.
Yeah, he's not a real human being.
But I think there's probably some, a little bit, maybe. Yeah, I could see some. Yeah.
Somewhat here too. Yeah. It's like not a one-to-one, like, you know, comparison, but there's a little bit of that, like, cordiality, you know, being a bit of like a drunk, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because like Uncle Buck, he's a drinker, he's a smoker, mm-hmm. you know.
He's just a bad influence, kind of.
He's a bad influence, but also he's sometimes the best influence.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't take shit from kids. Uh-huh. Which is one big thing, uh-huh. But he also knows how to like talk to kids.
Oh, they're gonna say bully kids.
He does know how to bully kids.
It's true.
That is the one thing about this movie that I don't think ages super well. Like I was watching this movie with like you know all the other John Candy movies in mind.
Yeah.
You know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is like a classic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the small bits too, like him in like Home Alone, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's got such like a fucking like boomer ideology in this movie, and it bothers me so much.
Yeah,
where he's just like he's always going like these kids are a bunch of fucking punks, and he's always like you know he's always like these kids just need a kick in the nuts or whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like
they need a hard life lesson.
Yeah,
what you know they should almost do get sexually assaulted. It's
oh
like,
wait,
oh, okay.
Really? That happens during half the movie?
I don't know.
Oh no,
I don't know.
Because I do know that there's a character named Bug. Who is Tia's boyfriend,
yeah.
who really seems to want to, like, put Tia in, like, compromising
uh-huh.
positions.
Uh-huh.
And Uncle Buck knows that and keeps warning
you
Tia
know,
about it.
He was a bad kid himself.
That's what he says. He's
like that.
Well, that's the kind of, like, bullshit, like, boomer ideology thing, where he's like, I used to be a boy just like him, and I would go after pretty girls like you. And I'm like, maybe you shouldn't say that to your, like... Your niece. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Weird.
But yeah, that's the kind of boomer thing where it's like all men only ever want to like get into women's pants. And it's like, one, that's not true about every man.
It's not true. Have you heard of a gay man?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like, God, they only started coming out in the 80s.
Men only want one thing.
And it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. They want to be Uncle Buck. So yeah, that was the one thing that it was hard to like pass the mustard for me, but mm-hmm. I will say John Candy's a very charming actor,
yeah.
which helped a lot.
It helps
great
a lot.
Deal.
Also, I think from what I've seen, and I know we're both not the biggest John Hughes
yeah.
writing fan, at least I think his directing is good.
Yeah.
But his writing has always been like, I don't know. He always feels like he writes.
It's hit or miss.
It's hit or miss. Very yeah. hit or miss. But I don't know, I guess as far as like comparing this to something like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is a movie I didn't, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
I know you love that one. This one I feel was kind of like, I don't really hate the character, but I don't really love the character.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But John Candy's very charming, but also
I
he's
like
written
John
in
Candy.
Just kind of like a boomer way, like you said,
yeah.
where it's like.
It's like I'm not, you know, it's like he smokes cigars in his brother's house that
yeah.
clearly would not be happy with
he's
the
rude.
Smell of cigar smoke in the
yeah.
house. But at the same time, he's just like, oh, I'm like a big dopey kid. You
yeah,
know?
It's always that. It's
yeah.
always that sort of thing. And the resolution is always, that's fine. You could be a big dopey kid, but these kids, they're going to get a swift kick in the pants
yeah,
from
yeah.
another bigger kid who hasn't grown up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like someone who grew up reading comic books comes down and is like, I'm gonna teach these Marvel kids what these MCU fucks anything about. And it's like, you're both fucking losers.
Yeah,
like,
you're both a bunch of couple of losers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is like, we'll go into this movie. It's always weird to see like a John Hughes movie that you've never seen before, because I think we all have an idea of what this movie is like
mm-hmm.
in our heads. And it feels like I'm watching like It's like I'm asleep and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is on, and then it like moves over to like Home Alone because there's like Macaulay Culkin and there's John Candy in this movie. And it just, it's like, it feels like I've seen this movie before, but I know I haven't. I know I haven't seen this movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird, like weird liminal dream space watching this film because there's like scenes playing out. I'm just sort of like, I think I know what happens in this scene, but I know I haven't seen this movie.
Yep, absolutely.
So the movie begins with all of the family arriving in the house. We're introduced to the children.
Oh, and they forgot someone at home.
Honestly, it feels like that. Yeah. And I was in a panic because we get an outdoor shot and everyone's in cold, like, you know, cold outfits, like winter outfits, and there's snow, like little pops of snow on the ground. And I'm like, we have burnt a fucking Christmas movie. I'm going to be fucking pissed. But this movie does not take place around Christmas.
Yeah, there's nothing else Christmas related. It's so, just cold out.
It's just cold out. You know,
it's probably January or February. You know, those types of movies that no one wants to shoot in because they're unfun to shoot during because it's like the dead of winter.
And it's not like a fun time of the year.
No, it's a boring, depressing time of the year where you're just like, man, there ain't no good holidays out here. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King, please save me. Please save me.
I had a dream that little white children will enjoy
a day off in January.
Yeah. free at last. So we see all of the children arriving at the house. We are introduced to Miles, who is played by Macaulay Culkin, Maisie, who's the youngest daughter, and Tia, who is the oldest daughter, and she's a little shitbird.
She's the one who causes all the trouble.
She's just got a real bad attitude. She curses in front of the kids, and all the kids are cursing in front of each other.
Yeah.
They all say shit and, and
ass.
And ass. They say ass a lot, too. And I guess the older sister is, like, babysitting them, and we learn a bit about the fact that, like, they've moved from Indianapolis to here.
Okay. Where's here?
I think it's Chicago.
It feels like a Chicago thing. I'll look it up.
Hughes made a lot of movies in Chicago because that was like his, like, that's just where his home
yep,
was.
Chicago suburbs.
Yeah. Okay. So, they moved from Indianapolis, moved to Chicago. And they're very unhappy about it. Particularly Tia, who moved away from her family. She's just like, mom and dad moved out here because they didn't have enough money in Indianapolis. She says, like, not really caring, which I don't think is true. I think she's actually just sort of going, like, they're greedy. So they moved out here away from
family. They wanted a bigger house. Exactly. That house is fucking huge.
It's fucking massive.
It's huge.
Jesus fucking Christ. For, like, three kids, this house is insane.
Yeah, and probably guest rooms, it feels like, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. And this is the thing, another thing about the John Hughes movie, because like up until now it's just like a bunch of kids cursing at each other and like saying goofy shit, and you know, Maisie's like I don't give a crap, and Tia's like, you're not supposed to say crap, and then Maisie's like, I thought you weren't supposed to say shit, like that kind of thing, and then Macaulay Culkin Miles comes in and says some bullshit thing and also like walks away, and then Maisie says, I don't know why we need boys, and Tia says,
we need boys so they can grow up, get married, and turn into shadows.
What? All right.
She says it with like, as if I was watching like a Terrence Malick movie or something. And then she just walks
off. And
then
the light like glows behind her. And then zooms into her eye or something like that.
And there's a dinosaur in it.
There's a dinosaur and the birth of humanity. Yeah. They're being shown.
It was fucking crazy.
Turn into shadows?
They turn into shadows. And then she just drops the mic and walks out of that scene. And we get a shot of Maisie just like, I feel like I witnessed the creation of the universe and the destruction all at the same moment. We also are introduced to Percy, their cute little dog.
God, I didn't really remember Percy.
Figured.
Does he get killed?
Percy does not die. At least not in my half of the movie.
Ignored the dog. I was like, not a real character.
Yeah.
I don't have to remember this fucking name. I got so many other names to remember.
I'm introduced to Percy by, they say like, where's Percy? Where's the dog? And then Percy's like in the washing machine. Like he's just hanging out in there.
Okay.
And I'm like, how'd that dog get in the washing machine?
This family's so kooky.
It's crazy. And so now we get to learn a bit more about the family. They're eating Chinese takeout for dinner. And Tia is like, what a delicious meal, mom. Just like, fuck you. We work for a living. What the fuck are we supposed to do, you know?
Also, like, I'd be so stoked.
Dope to have fucking Chinese takeout?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know. Is there any kid who is like, there probably is definitely kids out there who are like, I wish I had a home-cooked meal and just instead of eating takeout. And I'm like, really? I don't know.
It just feels like this is the realest thing, I think, when you're a teenager. Is like you're just trying to find reasons to be upset at your parents.
Yeah,
there's
true.
Nothing they can do right. Like
true.
If they had made a meal, she'd been like, this doesn't taste very good. It's cold,
not
you know.
Salted.
Yeah. So then we cut, hard cut, from them eating Chinese takeout in their home to Uncle Buck, and he's on he's at a bar having like dinner. Like it, I think it's supposed to be a diner, but it doesn't look like a diner. It looks like a bar.
Okay.
And he's having a dinner with his girlfriend. I don't know what her name is, like Cheyenne or something.
Shanice.
Right. It's like Sherry and Janice put together. Shanice.
It's a weird. It the way it's spelled too is like I want to call it Chanice.
Yeah, it's a Chanice. Strange name.
I want to call it Chanice, but I'm like that's not a real name.
It's not a real name. And apparently he's going to go working for her. He's going to work for her and he doesn't feel comfortable about it. He's like, I don't actually feel good about working for my girlfriend, which I'm like, what a weird, see, this is the weird boomer ideology thing. Yeah. He's like, I don't really feel comfortable working for my girlfriend. And she's like, I want to be your wife. I want to have babies. I want to have a life with you. And he's just like,
I want responsibilities for you. And he's like,
he's like, I don't like responsibilities. He's like, I like the idea of throwing my fishing poles in the back of my truck and, you know, going fishing whenever
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, me too. We can't all the time, though, you bum.
I mean, a little bit of this comes down to her where I'm just like, he's made his opinion very clear. Just break up with him.
Yeah,
like,
go find someone else.
Find somebody else. He's clearly bad. Yeah. But she's just like, so you are going to come to the job tomorrow. Like, I got you this job. I stuck my neck out. Ugh. I need your help. You're going to come to the job tomorrow. And he's just like, Shanice, let me tell you, if there was a lie I could tell you to get out of this, I would. But I can't come up with anything you believe.
Wow.
I'm like, cool. So then we cut back to the family, and the mom's dad has had a heart attack in the middle of the night and back in Indianapolis.
Oh.
And so her and her husband, Uncle Buck's brother, have to go and like spend time with their dad, like making sure that he heals up in Indianapolis. But the kids have school, so they can't just like take the kids out of school, can't bring them along. So then they need someone to like look after.
Only there was an unemployed guy who's trying to find a way to ditch a job interview.
And so, well, that's the thing too, is the dad, whose name I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
The dad's just like, hey, how about my brother Buck? And the mom is like, I don't trust him around the children. And I feel like if I was like, you don't trust my brother around our children, I'm never going to talk to him ever again. Like, I'm going to trust the person I married's instinct about not trusting a man who smokes cigars and drinks around my children.
Also, like, trust is like, what part of trust?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, trust is a very big word. Like, trust them to not be a child molester? Or do you trust them to be just responsible? Or trust them not smoke or swear? Like, what's the level here?
This movie, it's like one of those, remember how it's like, oh, let's like edit Mary Poppins as a horror movie. This would be the easiest edit Uncle Buck
is a monster.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I don't trust him around the kids. And he's just like, okay, I'll call. But the thing is, like, they don't have any, like, friends who are neighbors because they just moved in. So, like, they have neighbors that they kind of know, but none that they feel like they can actually, like, ask.
Uh-huh.
And they end up, like, trying to call one of their neighbors, but they're, like, in Florida. I'm like, I don't even know why they included that. Like, that
just
seems
let
like
them know they have no, they have,
they have no options.
Uncle Buck.
So they have to call Uncle Buck. So what else happens? Older daughter, Tia, she says, so, you know, the family's going around. Mom and dad are telling all the kids, like, we have to leave you. We're going to, you know, leave you guys alone. We're going to have somebody come by and watch after you.
We're abandoning you.
We're abandoning you. Yeah. Because we have to
look after. We're going to get some real good Chinese takeout. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
You didn't like the Chinese takeout? We're going to China now.
Yeah, we're going to China now. Come find us there.
And so they're like, we're going to go look after Grandpa. And Tia's like, what happened to Grandpa? And they're like, he had a heart attack. And she goes, well, if everyone I loved moved away from me, I'd have a heart attack too. Like, trying to make her mom feel guilty.
Damn.
And they keep, like, because you're right about, like, John Hughes. I don't think he's a good writer. Obviously, he's a good writer. He's written incredible stuff. But, like, it is super hit and miss. But there's, like, a directorial choice he's made in this movie. I don't even know if he directed it, to be completely honest with you.
No, actually.
But there's a directorial choice. Whenever Tia's looking at her mom, it's like a close-up shot of both of them, and they hold, like, exactly the same space in the frame. Did he direct it?
Yeah.
Okay. They hold, like, exactly the same space in the frame when they're looking at each other. And their eye line, it's like they're looking directly at each other, and it feels like this thing where, like, they're, like, psychologically talking to each other, and they can both see, like, Tia can see her future in her mom, and she despises it. And, like, Tia's mom can see her past in Tia, and she despises it. And she's, like, upset by it. It's just, like,
it's cool, Reed.
It's like, and it's, like, all in the look. Like, obviously, the actors were doing a lot of that heavy lifting, too. But, like, Hughes had the knowledge of, like, we're not even going to say anything. We're just going to have a close-up shot of both actors looking at each other. Like, back, you know, looking back at each other, and we're just going to leave it in the movie. They do it, like, two or three times, and it's really effective. So that happens. you know, the dad calls up Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck wakes up and he's like coughing and he's covered in peanuts. He's like beer bottles come popping out of his like bed that he's sleeping in. Uh-huh. His bed is his apartment is like right next to like Wrigley Field. You know, yeah. Like he's just living in absolute squalor. Well, that's the funny thing, right? He's like, I bet if I watched this movie as a kid, I'd be like, Uncle Buck's got a maid in the shade. He lives right next to like Wrigley Field. And... Yeah,
there's a good line for that later too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So watching it now, I'm like, this is odd. This is depressing.
For you, it'd be like you waking up and be like, wow. What's going on at the art house theater right down the street?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so he's and the dad's trying to like hide the fact that Uncle Buck like first doesn't recognize the voice of his brother. Mm-hmm. And then Uncle Buck starts coughing. He's trying to like muffle the coughing like in the phone so that his wife doesn't overhear the fact that Uncle Buck is like clearly like woken up in a stupor. But Uncle Buck full on agrees. He's like, at first he's like, are you going to bring the kids over here? And he's like, well, we'd prefer you come over here and look after them in our house. And he's just like, oh, yeah, sure. I mean, what was I thinking? Of course I'll do that. So he hangs up the phone. He's like, he's packing up. He's like, do you want me to be there like tonight? And he's like, I mean, that would be preferable if you could drop by tonight. You know, we're packing up right now. We're going to leave tonight. So he gets his girlfriend on the phone and he's like, hey, something came up. And this is another really great moment where like, you see, here's how the scene works. So he reaches for the phone, picks it up, calls her up. We cut to her in bed. She's like, Buck, you're not coming in tomorrow, are you? We cut back to Buck, and he just goes like, He just keeps like trying to get a word in. We don't even hear the other side of the conversation. We just hear him trying to like get a word in edgewise. But you know, on the other end, she's just like yelling at him, and, like exasperated and like disappointed. And then we only cut back when she's like, goodbye, Buck, and hangs up the phone. And that was like a good little moment.
That's cute.
It's a cute moment. So he jumps in the car, his shitty fucking car, which I'm sure you see. Yeah.
Classic car. Every time it stops, makes a gunshot noise.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
He gets in the car. He drives over there. He can't remember all the kids' names. He only remembers Tia's name, which at this point is the first time I'm hearing Tia's name. So I'm like,
I didn't hear her name for a long time. I had to go back my notes and be like, okay, this is not daughter.
Yes. Well, at first I'm like, babysitter. And then I'm like, no, okay, daughter. So at first he arrives at the wrong house across the street because he's never been there. He's never been to this house. So he gets there. He's like knocking on the door. All the lights are off. And he's like, hey, bud, like, let me in.
Hold on. It's not Uncle Buck's dad. Is it Uncle Buck's dad as well who got the heart attack?
No, it's the mom's dad.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
This is
an excellent question because I was also wondering about this. The mom's dad had a heart attack.
Makes sense.
The husband's brother is Uncle Buck. Yes. So Uncle Buck arrives at a house that is not the house he's supposed to arrive at in the middle of the night. And he's knocking on the door and he's yelling through the window like, let me in. What are you doing? This isn't funny. And then the brother hears across the street. He's like, Buck, get over here. So already Uncle Buck's causing fucking mischief in the neighborhood.
Of course, right away.
The house is just like, shut the fuck up. And you hear like dogs barking. He's causing havoc. So that happens, waking up the whole neighborhood. So he gets in and the mom's like, here's a bunch of blank checks, you know, for money so that you can pay for groceries. You can take the kids out for food and all that kind of stuff. And he's just like, no, come on. I'm going to pay for everything myself. And she's like, no, I think I should really leave the blank checks. And he's like, no, I'm not put out. I want to make sure that I'm everything's going to be okay. And she's like, are you sure I have these blank checks? And he's like, no, absolutely not. I will not accept the blank checks.
I saw a movie where someone else took a blank check, and they really went a much different direction with it.
They got to kiss an older lady.
Uncle Buck might need that. Who knows? Uncle Buck, you know why they call him that.
Yeah.
He's got a big truck.
She's like, he's like, I'm not going to take the blank checks. And then eventually he's like, so do you think I can like, he realizes this is actually a bad idea because he doesn't actually have money.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to ask, like, do you think I might be able to, like, cash, like, outside of state checks or whatever? He's like, because I got my money all wrapped up in this and that. And she's like, I'm just going to leave the blank checks. And he's like, oh, only if you are okay with that.
Yeah.
It's a good moment. He also keeps mentioning, this is clearly a scene where, like, John Hughes is just like, just go. Like, just have fun.
Uh-huh.
And John Candy's just like, do you have a plunger in the house? And she's just like, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, of course you have a plunger. I'm sure your plumbing is a lot better than my plumbing. You see, I've been eating a lot of cheese recently. I'm a cheese fiend. I'm like a mouse, like a big mouse. And I think there's something wrong with the cheese. It's making me really upset. I must be allergic to it or something. But it's been really like clogging up the pipes in my place. And the mom is just like, okay, I want to get out of this conversation.
He's a real Uncle Dump Truck.
He's a dump truck. He's got a dumper. He's got a big old dumper.
He's a dumpy dude.
He's a dumpy. So the parents finally leave. And first thing Uncle Buck does, he's like walking around the house all alone. And he picks up a little plate. And he looks at the plate. And he accidentally drops it. And it doesn't shatter. And he doesn't break. And he's like, oh, it's unbreakable. And then he hits it against the piano. And it shatters into a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking idiot. Why'd you do that? So the next
That's most of this movie, though.
I know.
You fucking
really
idiot.
Is.
Why'd you do that?
So the next morning, Uncle Buck wakes up early. And he's making breakfast or a mess for the entire household, which is, it looks like chow mein or something, or like rice.
I don't know if it'd be really funny if he made morning chow mein. He's like, I'm making Chinese food at home.
That's a good idea. Yeah. He's making Chinese food. I genuinely don't know what food he's making, but he's making, they mentioned that he's making like eggs with onions, which it's funny because like Macaulay Culkin doesn't like that. I'm like, that sounds fucking delicious.
Yeah. He's also a child.
He's a child.
Child hate onions.
Nobody likes onions when they're a little kid. And Tia is just fucking acting shitty in front of Uncle Buck. Like, she's drinking coffee, and Uncle Buck's like, you know, he's like, do your parents drink coffee? And he's like, does your parents know you drink coffee? And she's like, you think I'm drinking coffee to impress you? As if. I don't know. That kind of thing.
It's weird.
So then Uncle Buck drives everyone to school. The car is old and smoking, like we'd mentioned before, and embarrasses Tia when she gets dropped off because there's a bunch of fucking hipsters.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The hipster fucking clothing of the children in this movie.
At this time were crazy.
Oh
right?
My God. Yeah, I think that John Hughes had like some like a hand to play in that because like they're all dressed like, you know, like pretty in pink style kind of clothing, you know, like, I don't know. It was very weird. I was like, man, this is strange. Anyway, Tia's embarrassed because it's like a big smoking car. And the minute it breaks, you know, it like backfires and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Buck's girlfriend calls Uncle Buck. Well, Uncle Buck's at the house, and Buck's girlfriend is like, I need to fill this position. It's an open position. I genuinely need to help. I am short-staffed. And he's like, well, you know, I'll probably only be here a week. So why don't you just get someone temporarily, half time maybe, and I'll think it over. And maybe in a week when all this blows over, maybe I'll work there. And I'm just like, this fucking asshole.
He has a job right in front of him. And
I know.
Like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. It's like hard work. It's manual labor, but it's like, you got a fucking in. Your fucking girlfriend works there. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
it's not
know.
That bad.
Some money.
It's money.
It sucks. You just quit. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You're back where you started.
Yeah.
Uncle Buck's falling asleep on the couch. He's eating chips, and then he wakes up and he's covered in chip crumbs, and he takes a vacuum and just vacuums out the chip crumbs.
I like that.
That's some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Miles, Macaulay Culkin. Do we want to refer to him as Macaulay Culkin or Miles?
It doesn't matter. Okay. I call him Macaulay Culkin.
Great.
I don't think I ever heard his real name.
Macaulay Culkin unpacks his lunch, and Uncle Buck, of course, packed his lunch, and his lunch is full of like anchovies and a bagged onion.
That would be cigarettes for some reason.
That would be awesome. I would have loved that. But he pulls out like anchovies and like a bagged like watery onion or something, and he's like, anybody want to trade? And everyone's like, ah! They all run away. They don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Uncle Buck, oh, this part was good. So up until now, I'm like, the movie's pretty good. There was one weird moment at the beginning where Tia's talking about a man turning into a shadow.
I like that part. That's my favorite part so far.
Yeah, it's pretty great. This is my second favorite part.
Okay.
And so Uncle Buck's all home alone, and he's just like looking through, you know, his brother's wedding album, and he sees a photo of his brother and his wife and another guy, and there's like empty space on the left hand side of the photo frame.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he pulls the photo out and he realizes that he is in the photo, and they have cut him out.
Ooh.
Of the side of the photo.
They cut him or fold him?
They folded him.
Okay.
They folded, so he can see that he'd been folded over, but it's clear that like they've leaped through the wedding album before and did not want to remember him being there.
Damn. That's an album, not just like a
it's not just a photo in a frame. It's an album.
Damn.
And it's a good moment because it's completely silent. He's just like looking at it. At first, I was a little weirded out because, like, in order to pull the picture out, he has to put his hand on the picture, and he puts his hand, like, right over the wife's, like, chest. He starts, like, rubbing it. I'm like, I don't know about this movie anymore. But you realize he's just pulling the picture out of the frame.
Yeah.
But again, see what I mean? Like, you can edit this shit, like, really easily if you wanted to. Somebody could. so he pulls the picture out, and he unfolds it, and he sees himself. And it's such a good moment where, like, it's so good. Like, again, like, John Candy, man, could, like, he could really sell like a feeling. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like it's something that I don't think a lot of people appreciate, is like someone being in front of the camera and like really giving an emotion without saying anything at all.
Yeah.
You can just read in his face just like sadness and like regret.
I think that's what makes him so good at these kind of like goofy roles, right? Mm. Is because he can emote the kind of more subtle feelings that like someone who is genuinely feeling bad but maybe acting out for whatever particular reason they have, you can read behind those lines pretty easily if you're an audience member that's like just watching it. You know, you can see what he's feeling, and I think being able to swap between that and then being like, I'm a big goofy guy, you know, is a treasure.
It's a strength. Yeah. Like we said before, like Uncle Buck is a cartoon character. Like literally in an upcoming scene, he makes a pancake that is like fucking like the size of a table. Like, you know, like he's a cartoon character. Laws do not apply to him. But in a moment like this, this is the kind of shit you need to like ground him so you are willing to continue to work with him. You know,
well, I'm thinking like Daffy Duck is looking at Bugs Bunny's wedding and he sees he uses little flipper to open it up and he sees that he's been folded over. But Yosemite Sam is still in there.
Yosemite Sam is there and he's like, I was the best man. I gave a speech and everything.
Sucks, Doc.
Ain't I a stinker? So anyway, so then Buck goes to pick up Tia and immediately threatens her boyfriend, Bug. He's like full on threatening to like murder him, like full on murder him. And Bug just like, rawr. So then there's another scene. So we cut back. Everyone's back at the house. It's like nighttime and Uncle Buck is in Maisie's room and he's like pacing back and forth. And he's just like, I won't do it. I swear. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's to like play like, you know, dollies or like a tea party. He's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm telling you, maybe get, you know, maybe put the dog in pajamas or maybe your brother or something. And she's just like, nope, nope, nope. And he's like, I'm not going to sleep with you. He says to this little girl. See, I'm like, you can edit this so well.
Yeah.
You can edit this in a way that's very uncomfortable.
It's also just a weird joke.
It's a weird joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. It will. The joke pays off because later on he ends up sleeping in the same bed with both Macaulay Culkin and Maisie. They're taking up the entire bed and he's just like in the corner of the bed. This scene was actually kind of heartwarming because like he's in the corner of the bed. The kids have taken over the whole bed. And then throughout the night, like he ends up just sleeping on the ground because he's like, well, we'll just have the bed. I'll sleep on the ground. And then the kids wake up and they're like, oh, and they go over and they sleep on the ground next to him.
Aww.
It was kind of like a little heartwarming moment. It was kind of sweet.
Why was he sleeping in their bed?
What?
Why was he sleeping in their bed?
Because they missed their parents. Oh, okay. They're little kids. Macaulay Culkin is like six.
Yeah, I know.
Five or six.
I was just wondering if there was a reason to just miss parents. Okay.
They've been just
missed. I thought
their
it was
parents.
Like, oh, fucking, my hands got too greasy and I can't open the door to my room or something stupid like that. I don't know.
No. I think they just missed their parents. Okay. The mom calls the house. Tia's on the phone immediately and it's like, Uncle Buck is irresponsible. He's drinking. He left the kids at home at the school, which are obviously lies.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Buck ends up picking up the phone and the mom is, you know, like Indianapolis and she's like clearly been crying and like nervous about the dad. And again, this is actually a really good moment, like a solid moment where like, I don't know about this scene. Because in my head, the way that this scene works is like the mom calls the house like sad. And then Uncle Buck's like, how is your dad doing? And he's like, that's really encouraging. I'm glad he's doing better. And then he's like, so I got a couple questions. How often am I supposed to feed the dog? And she's like, how often do you think you're supposed to feed the dog? And he's like, 5-6 times a day. And she's like, no, we feed him once a day. And he's just like, oh, okay. And then what does he drink? And she's like, water. We leave water out for him. He goes, oh, okay, I've just been keeping the toilets open for him. And then he's like, that would explain the discoloration on the grass out there. And then she's like, Buck, I just want to say I'm so genuinely happy that you're there taking care of things, looking after the kids. And he's like, okay, bye. And he like just like hangs up really quick. And I'm like, I like to think that Buck is like sensitive enough to realize like she just needs a laugh. She needs to like take her mind off of like the things that are happening. So he's going to ask these stupid, inane, ridiculous questions. But then I'm also like, well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was genuinely
stupid. He was genuinely that stupid. But I don't know. It's tough to tell.
It was an interesting scene.
Gotta check the grass.
We never see the grass. So next morning, some woman shows up. Her name is...
Marcy.
Marcy. Thank you. Marcy shows up. I thought I wrote it down, but it's not there. She comes around looking for the mom. So Buck is in the house. Obviously, Marcy doesn't know that Buck is supposed to be there. So she's looking around for the mom.
Uh-huh.
And then she hears a banging, like a clanging, like in like a room.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Buck's just trying to like open up the dryer or whatever. But he keeps going. He's just like, he's like, open up for daddy, come on. And you hear like the banging and the jangling. Yeah. And he's just like, come on, let me put it in. Let me put it in. Okay. And then he's like, open up, come on. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then he says, and at this part, I'm like, wow, was this a PG movie? He's like, I'm going to shove my load into you, no, whether you like it or not.
Oh, no. What is Marcy's reaction to this?
Marcy pulls fucking mace out and is like, what are you doing in here? Like, are you assaulting the woman who lives here? Because she doesn't know who this fucking guy is. And he's like, introduces himself to her. And immediately she's just like, I'm divorced and I love you.
Yeah.
Probably because she heard him getting on.
Yeah, seeing how nasty you can get with that washing machine. Man, as we could do with a real woman, you know what I'm saying? Like Marcy. Woo! Boy,
she wants the load inside her,
but she wants it.
Yeah, exactly. And it will not be unwrinkled guard.
And please do not use the delicate setting. I think we have a heavy load coming.
Those colors will run.
Ooh, whites only, please.
Marcy's a racist. Whites only, please. Got it. All right. So,
I wasn't talking about the skin color.
I'm aware what you were talking about, but
she might take it the wrong way.
I don't know how that double entendre works the other way.
That was a lot of.
Oh, cum. You're talking about cum.
Yeah, I'm talking about cum, dude.
Oh.
I'm always talking about cum, man. I'm not talking
whites
about race
only.
Shit.
Whites only. You mean cum.
Yeah, I'm like the white cum. Everyone comes
what
white.
What else would be in there?
What do you mean, what else be in there?
What
maybe,
else?
Maybe peeing. She ain't into peeing. She's like, no, please, no peeing, please.
I don't think you can pee inside. I don't think that's. I think that'll give you a yeast infection.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a good idea, Mike. Lots of people do sexual things that are bad ideas.
Yeah,
you know, have you been
point.
To the ER where so many people shove things up their butts they can't get them out?
Have I ever been to the ER
have you never,
where people
yeah,
shove things up their
you've never taken
butts?
That tour? You not many,
no, I've never been
not
to the ER.
Not many people know this, but if you go to the ER and you say, please give me the butt tour,
no way.
They will
You're lying.
Absolutely do this.
Don't do this, people.
They will absolutely
Don't
go,
do this,
and they will take you around, and they will show you x-rays of all the crazy shit that people took on their butt.
Uncle Butt. So... so Buck is gonna take everyone bowling, but Tia is like, I don't want to go, I want to stay home, I'm waiting for my boyfriend to show up and pick me up. And he's like, this is when he goes full boomer. He's just like, well then, you wouldn't mind, it's like, if you don't come with me, you're gonna have to worry every single night and wonder if your disturbed uncle will go into your room and shave your head while you sleep. And so she ends up going to the she goes bowling with him, and I'm like, what a weird thing to like, I don't
yeah,
know.
That's not a very okay. Well, whatever.
It's a weird way of like lording it over. Way. So she ends up going in, and fucking people are creeps to her anyway. There's a guy named Pal. I don't know if he's in your half of the movie. Is this creep that comes?
Guy's named Pal and Bug.
He goes up. He's like, "Look, my name's Pal. I'm friends with everybody. You want me to take you to my car? You look." He calls her. He says she looks firm. And then,
firm.
Yeah, and she's like, "I bet you're in high school, a cheerleader, because you're cute." And I'm like, "Fucking gross." And Buck's over there fucking around, like teaching Macaulay Culkin how to bowl. I'm like, "Pay attention to your fucking teenage
Bug or Buck."
Buck.
Okay.
Sorry, Bug is not there. Okay. Buck is there. Actually, that's a good moment, too. Earlier on, Uncle Buck's like, what's his name? Buck? Or no, he says, what's his name? Bug is his last name, Spray. And then she goes, you're one to talk, Buck. And I'm like, Tia's got it, man. I like Tia. I think Tia might be my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah, Tia's pretty good. She's got, I mean, after hearing that Shadow line, like, mm-hmm. How could you not?
She's great. So they end up bowling. Some older guy hits on her, doesn't notice. Then we meet another guy. I think his name is like Ryan or something. And he's just like, hey, Buck, there's going to be some kind of boat race. And if you show up early, it's fixed. So we'll hear about who to bet on. And then if we put a bunch of money down, we'll win a bunch of money. I'm assuming this comes into play in your half the movie.
That was a horse race.
Horse race, maybe. I don't
I was
know.
Like boat race.
I was like, boat race? How do you go to a boat race?
I would love to go to like a Roman Coliseum where
that's
they fill it full of water.
I don't
and they have the boats race.
Yeah, that's what I was
That'd
like.
Be amazing.
I've never heard of a boat race.
Yeah,
but
I don't
I'm
know
like,
if people
maybe.
Gamble on boat races. I don't know. I've never really seen a boat race. I think it's too dangerous.
I guess you're right. Yeah, like in close quarters, like you'd have to do a boat
Why
race.
Do they
like
have boat races?
I don't think. I mean,
like in real life, like I'm surprised no one's like on a schooner. Is like I would love to see how fast it could go. Like there's no Fast and Furious version of boat races.
It seems really dangerous.
It's gotta be really dangerous
because
that's
you lose
no
control.
You
hit
lose
a fucking,
control.
You, hit
you
like
bump
a,
something. You capsize.
You hit like something in the ocean. Like
yeah,
an
there's probably a reason why no one does it.
There's definitely reasons. So Tia also talks to Buck about his girlfriend, but Buck doesn't want to talk about his girlfriend. He's really cagey about the fact he's in a relationship, and I'm just like, just get out of it.
I didn't even know he was in a relationship. I thought he was just like hanging out.
I don't think he's really
like
in it anymore.
Yeah.
Buck makes a massive pancake for Miles' birthday because it's Miles' birthday. I'm like, I don't know how he was able to do this. Because like,
you have a special pan. Maybe he used the turbot pan.
He used this table. No, this thing was fucking big. It was big. And it was like he made it on like the island of the kitchen, like the kitchen island. Like, I don't know how he heated it up so much that he could do that.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm sticking at it now. This is crazy.
How big would you say?
It can't even fit in the oven. It's about the size of like the top of an oven at least.
That's what I was saying. And like, I don't know how you did it because he didn't make it on the oven. He made it on the kitchen like island in the middle of the kitchen. And he's using a giant shovel, like a snow shovel, to turn it over. And I'm like, how did you even do this? And then he makes like a stack of them. He makes like multiples of these.
This place is called Arched Manor. I don't know, it's some food blog or something, but they have Uncle Buck pancake recipe. 4 boxes of pancake
mix,
water, olive oil spray, 1 block of Kerrygold butter. Oh, using good butter at least. 1 bottle of syrup.
Jesus Christ.
Just picture this little kid with this huge mass of pancakes. It says, in a large bowl, mix together 1 box of pancake mix. And then it says, preheat a Blackstone griddle. It's got to be something on the outside. Like, it's got to be huge. Flip with a pizza peel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is what he used and looks like there. Yeah.
No, he's using a like snow shovel.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing, too. At first, I was like, oh, he's making like a big pizza. This is really funny. But no, he's making multiple pancakes.
Crazy. It's so big. It's way bigger than the oven. I don't know how he made it.
I don't know.
Maybe he goes outside.
He didn't put it in the oven.
I know, but like, you need an oven that has the grill parts on
the
top.
He also did make it on the oven, is what I'm saying. He didn't even make it on the griddle. I don't know.
This is magic. He used Buck magic.
Buck magic.
Buck wild.
This is when it turns into a full-on cartoon. So it is Miles' birthday. A bunch of kids come over for Miles' birthday. And Buck says that a clown is coming over. And all the kids are like, I hate clowns. I'm too old for clowns. And then the clown shows up. The clown's a drunk. He's like hiccuping and drunk. And Buck is like, hey, seems like you're, you know, half in the bag over here. You know, I don't think I'm going to let you in around these children. And he's just like, how would you know anything? I'm the best clown in the world. And then Uncle Buck's like, I don't want you in here. And he's like, fuck you, asshole. And then Uncle Buck punches him in the face.
Okay.
Twice. And then this part was awful. I think this is why I don't like this movie, because this is like one of the last things I see. He punches the clown in the face twice.
Show me the camera angles.
The camera angles are fucking awful.
I don't know what happened in this movie, but some reason John Hughes is like,
it turns into like a weird bad, it's like Baby's Day Out.
Yes. Yes.
Which he also directed.
The camera angle is insane. Like, yeah. He just, oh my God. It's hard to describe, but the best way I could describe it is, imagine you are the fist, yes, and the camera's the fist, and the camera goes and hits the person.
And it's a wide angle.
Oh, it makes my stomach churn.
And he speeds it up. And then the clown goes like, and he like falls over. And I'm like, this is so,
it's so weird.
Let's take it back to like, you know, a good example of like John Hughes doing this kind of shit is like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Uh-huh. Where like, you know, when they're in the car and the car's skidding and he looks over at Del and he looks like a devil for like a second. But like, uh-huh, that's like what you're imagining in the guy's head because of like how stressed he is, you uh-huh know? This is a cartoon movie situation. Like,
yeah,
it feels like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck's going to show up and they're going to be upset that Daffy Duck was kicked out of his wedding or something.
Yeah, not in the fitting pictures.
But it does not jive. I hated this part. This is the worst part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the scene, too. It's like there's no repercussions because obviously Uncle Buck assaulting a drunk clown is like not a funny, like it's not really funny. It's kind of just sad. Yeah, exactly.
That's a depressing moment.
So Tia's out with Bug, and Bug is really trying to pressure Tia into sex. And Bug is just like, he's like, hey, like, want to go to my car? And Tia's like, I'm not really ready. I'm not really ready for that. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, when will you be ready? And she's just like, not today. And then this scene was really weird. It felt like fucking something out of like Harmony Korine movie or like Kids or something. Because like you see these kids, like high school kids, and they're all like drinking and smoking out in the park. And Tia's like, I don't want to have sex with you, Bug. And Bug's like, all right, do you want me to take you home? And Tia's like, no, I don't want to go home either. It's like, she's just like, she doesn't have anywhere that she can feel comfortable.
Uh-uh.
And so she's like, all right, let's do it. And she's only doing it because she doesn't like her home. And I'm like, this is depressing.
That's pretty sad.
But somehow, I don't know how, and this is in your half of the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uncle Buck finds them in the middle of the woods. I don't know how he did it.
I don't know.
I don't know how he knew where they were. But he does. Hey, he finds them.
He was just going out for ice cream is what he said. And he says he's going for ice cream. So yeah, I see this dude trying to make out, says, trust me, and then starts making out with the lady. I'm like, oh, okay. Seems like a trustworthy guy. I just met him. He's probably all right.
Yeah.
But then they hear a car backfire. I'm like, I don't trust that guy. he doesn't do car maintenance properly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Buck comes down. I was like, it seems like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Mm. And Tia says, like, I said I'd be back by 10. It's only 9. He's like,
Not even 9.
Yeah, it's not even 9. And he's like, I was just in the place for ice cream. I was taking the kids out to get some ice cream, and I figured I'd stop by and see if you wanted it. And you can bring
Bug
around if you want. And she's like, and he's like, okay, that's fine. Bug, right? Yeah, you want to bury the hatchet? You know, you want to like come on and bury the hatchet? You know what a hatchet is, right? He's like, oh, it's like an axe thing. He's like, yeah. Well, it's also good. I keep one in my trunk, actually. Yeah, it's good for cutting into folks who drink and drive loved ones home. And Bug's like intimidated. He's like, I better get out of here. I don't want him going crazy with.
I don't want him killing you with that hatchet.
At the hatchet, he's like, oh, he's all talk, and then cuts over to Buck pulling it out and being like, look, here it is. I got it right here. And
see, this is some boomer shit.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so.
Yeah. Don't touch my daughter.
She says,
niece.
He'll be gone in a few days, and then she like looks at him in the car. Gives a big old make out smooch to Bug.
Ooh.
And then gets to the car reluctantly. And the kids say, that's a dumb thing to do during flu season. Those little guys. So
those
silly
little scams. They surely do say the darndest
things. So they get in the car and they drive off. Now, the next day, is there some weird thing with Maisie and like her scores or something?
Don't know.
No? Okay.
Don't know anything about
so
her.
So Buck arrives at like a school and he's smoking in the hall and he's just walking through and kicking down doors and looking around places.
The 80s.
Yeah. He inhales his cigarette real big. I think it's a cigar, actually.
It's a cigar. He says he's not smoking cigarettes anymore.
Okay, it's a very important plot to do. I apologize.
He says he's moved from cigarettes to cigars, and he's going to move to chewing tobacco, and then he's going to move to the patch. He's weaning himself off of, of nicotine.
I guess. And then he gets the cigar. Yeah. He exhales it in the boys' bathroom, and he looks under the stalls, and they're all occupied. He's like,
mm-hmm.
And he looks at the urinals, and he's like, they're like little tiny baby urinals. And so he starts like getting down on like one knee and like trying to get there, like trying to
pee. To piss in the urinal.
It's a very long, goofy scene. There's like weird music playing. And
what
I'm
if
just
a
like,
child walked in?
And I'm just like, well, the next scene is him in the principal's office.
Yeah.
But like, he was doing this whole thing, and I'm just like, why don't you just aim
go to
lower? Like,
or find a stall.
The stalls are taken, and he had to go. So he was trying to use one of the urinals, but like, just aim lower. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's got a massive hog or a tiny hog.
He only shoots up.
Yeah, it only shoots sideways. Yeah.
Maybe. I never thought about that. Maybe he does.
Yellow only.
Yellow. he looks at the urinal, pats and says, sorry, white's only for my babe.
Imagine jerking off into a urinal. The saddest thing I can imagine. Just coming into a urinal.
He asks, like, why are you doing that, bro? He's like, easy cleanup. Easy cleanup. You know someone out there has got to said that at some point.
Oh, I mean, I don't doubt that someone's done this.
Yeah.
But that is like, that is one level below, like, I'm going to kill myself.
Below? Like, like you should already be dead like at this point?
You should have already done it. If you came in a urinal, you should probably consider ways.
Listeners, if you came in a urinal, please call the suicide hotline.
Yeah,
you need help.
You need help.
You're clearly on a path. Anyway. So
don't come in urinals, man. Those cakes are for everybody. Or imagine walking
one on the pink.
That's a good one. Imagine like walking into a bathroom, like going to like piss in the urinal, and just like a big glob of jizz.
I mean,
like, fucking.
I've seen people shit in the urinals. So I mean, you know.
Oh God.
Awful.
Oh, that's awful.
I feel like jizz at least would probably wash away. Well,
I'd wash away, but just the fact that someone came in and was like, "Okay, I'm gonna give me like a minute or two as I just jerk off into the urinal."
Imagine those trough urinals at like Dodger Stadium
imagine. Everyone else is pissing, you're just next to the guy jerking it. He looks over like, "Am I doing it right?"
What has Uncle Buck done to us?
Oh, no.
Anyway, he's in the principal's office. He goes in front of this other kid. I thought I was like, oh, he's in trouble for going to the urinal. Yeah. No.
For crawling
into the
urinal.
Apparently, he's like, Maisie is a bad person. She's like
a bad person.
She's like a bad person.
She's like a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah. Well, he introduces. Well, the thing is, she has a big wart on her face. And he introduces himself as Buck Melanoma, and I so many warts. He has a whole thing about warts. It's really unfunny.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "I'm assistant principal, and I've seen a lot of bad eggs. And when I look at Maisie, I see one in your niece." She's a dreamer and a silly little twat, and she doesn't take anything seriously. And I'm just like, and then his response is, she's six.
Yeah, she's a child.
He's like, I've heard that before, but she doesn't pay attention. And then he just goes on a whole rant about, like, only brain dead skags care about their job at this point. Take this quarter, go down to downtown, and have a rat gnaw this thing off your face. And he leaves. I'm like, damn. At first, I was like, it's so mean to make, like, be saying all this shit about her mole. Like,
yeah.
It's not really funny. But then at the end, it's like, all right. If you're gonna be an asshole,
yeah,
I guess
calling a little girl a twat,
yeah,
I don't know about that.
That
one.
Was a weird choice. I'm like, damn, I don't know what you expected to
you
get.
You really
this.
Don't want me to like this guy.
Yeah. Also, why is he? I guess he must have got like a message or something, and was like, I guess I'll go a in.
Message.
Like a message on the answer machine.
He looked up in the sky. In the Maisie's plane. In trouble.
Maisie's a twat. Who said that?
It's the twat alarm. Quick, Robin.
By the way, the twat mobile. The music in this. How would you describe the music in this movie? Because it's always like. Big drums, big 80s synth.
Yeah, it's a lot of
like,
synth.
It's a lot of over the top because, like, as soon as he gets done this whole rant and this little kid who's like, yeah, you made fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he goes out, lights a cigar, then this music's booming. It's like, yeah, Uncle Buck's badass.
Uncle Buck.
And then he calls Shanice and says, I miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves a voicemail. He's like, I don't know who this person is. And he just says, I haven't been drinking these last few weeks. And I'm getting a lot better. I feel like I really genuinely miss you. I miss you a lot. And she's like, oh, that's cute. He says, I miss those dimples on your butt. One was called Lyndon and the other Johnson. I missed those. And I missed your boobs. They're named Mickey and Minnie. I can't remember that because Disney World. She's loving all this.
Yeah.
And he says, and Felix was your cut. That cuts to a cat meowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's really funny.
Really funny.
That's really
and
funny.
And then he, yeah. So he goes. He's cuts to him like being locked outside, and he's trying to get in. And then
locked outside of the
he's
house.
He's locked outside of his own house because I think the kids are just messing with him.
Oh, okay.
But then at this point, Shanice calls, and Tia picks up,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "Hey, is
Buck there?
Buck there?" Tia's like, "No, he's out right now. He's out with Marcy,
a
neighbor
no.
across the street." Yeah, he usually stays out pretty late with her, actually. And so, do you want me to leave a message, though? And she's like, no, no message. And she hangs up and is upset.
Tia.
And Tia's actually, I like this because Tia is acting out, but she smiles for a bit, and then she gets kind of sad.
And she regretted
it. She kind of feels bad. She's like, I don't know, I might have been too far.
Yeah.
These aren't just words. These are like messing with people's lives, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess since the washer's still busted, Buck's still microwaving all his clothes.
Wait, I didn't realize the dryer was busted.
I guess. He never fixed
it. He's microwaving his clothes?
That's his new thing. He's microwaving clothes.
Okay.
Marcy appears at the place. Says, is there a big sexy guy in here? I'm like, oh my God. And the washing machine still broken. And she's like, wow, with all this, seems like you need a little adult supervision. And then he's like, oh, I don't know. Okay, I guess. So they go out to the living room, and he's sitting there. She's like, come on, dance with me. He puts on some music. He's like, you better dance with me. You better fucking dance with me. And he's like, okay.
Marcy definitely matches his freak.
And then he dances a little bit. She's a little too much.
Yeah.
And then at this point, we see Shanice is coming.
Wow, coming. She's actually coming?
She's coming.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
But there, this whole dance scene is they start dancing, but then it becomes first person. Where you see Buck's view and you see Marcy's view and they're dancing again a little too much and he bonks her head and they bonk heads and it's awful. It's like one of the worst
it's
things.
Awful.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen in a movie. genuinely makes me sick.
You've like, seen worse things too.
I've seen worse things.
But
this is terrible.
This is one of the worst.
This is one of the worst.
Yeah.
Makes me want to throw
up. Scene where Uncle Buck bonks Marcy in the head.
You know, it's from first person
though.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
horrible.
Know. That sounds pretty bad. Yeah.
And then of course Shadice is there and sees them dancing. And is like, is this who you were with last night?
She sees them bonk heads.
No, she doesn't see that part.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, No, I wasn't there with her last night. I was doing something else. And then she's like, same thing. Doesn't communicate, just drives off.
Yeah, of course.
Doesn't have any time to explain himself. So it's like, it sucks because, like, I understand where she's coming from, but also she is just like not giving him any space. And I guess he doesn't deserve that.
I was going to say, how many times has he fucked her over like this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
I understand. I agree with you.
I mean, like, be like,
it is annoying in movies when characters refuse to listen to the other character. And I feel like that would just solve all the problems.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
Anyway, Tia says, I want to go out tonight because I guess my grandpa was okay. And I'm like, why does that fucking matter? Good shit about your grandpa. That's why you get a party now that grandpa's doing whatever.
Unimpressed, Ethan. Who cares about your fucking grandpa? What do you have, a heart attack or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's so funny.
And I guess assume the parents are coming home. But he's like, nope, until your parents get back, you're staying here.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, don't you hate that, like, my parents never invite you unless they're up Schitt's Creek or anything? He's like, just kind of ignores it. And then he starts walking away. And she says, anyway, have a bad day, Buck.
Ooh.
Do you have a bad day? Sucks when someone screws up your life.
Mm.
And then I noticed, did you notice this in Tia's room?
Yeah.
Tia has a big giant poster of the movie Giant for some reason.
Really?
Yes.
I never see her room.
Okay. It's weird. It's just weird. A huge poem. I'm like, what, a teen likes Giant? Maybe it's the hunky guy in it. I can't remember who was the main character in Giant. But
it,
like,
was, James Dean.
It was James Dean?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, yeah, he's handsome.
He's very handsome, but he was also very dead at this point. Like, that feels like a boomer guessing what a teenager would like to put in
the
room.
They're probably in the Giant. I was like, Giant, what the fuck? That's like a weird... That's a thing
that's a good movie, but...
That's two weirdos watch on a podcast because they're like, what's a long-ass movie? That's that type of movie, not like teen watches.
Imagine Tia just putting Giant on, like, mom, you'll never understand the genius of James Dean. Look at that shitty old man makeup he's wearing. This was his last movie, mom.
Give me the second VHS. Maybe the third one. I don't know how many there were. Probably a lot.
Probably.
So Buck is sad and hangs out with the dog or drinks some beer. Mm. Gives some beer to the dog. Buck laments, like, with a TV going on. This part was pretty good. He says, Buck says, people say, Buck, you got a maid. No kid, no wife, no office, no responsibilities. Only thing is now, no one says that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's true.
That's a good line. See, that's the weird, like, that's the fucking John Hughes bit.
Some of it's good.
Yeah.
Some of it's good. It's just what he finds funny. I think the thing is, though, what he finds funny and what he finds totally appropriate for his movies are always like, back off.
His movies started getting really fucking juvenile, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think about, like, where he started with, like, Vacation and stuff, where they were, like, had a little bit of, like, you know, grit and, you know, like, maturity to it. And then he went on and made, like, fucking Beethoven and, you know, Baby's Day Out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
See, it's a slow decline.
Yeah, it's true.
So anyway, he says, don't worry, dog. Oh, this is the dog. Of course, the dog. I met the dog because he's drinking beer.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be great.
The kid.
We get to see, we're going to go to the track. We're going to make some serious dough. The boat track.
Nope. The boat track.
I love the idea of a boat track.
Imagine a horse on a boat and the horse is freaking the fuck out. Just like, what am I doing on this boat? And the jockey's just like,
oh, it's like meta layer. They're like, the jockey is riding the horse who's riding
the boat.
The boat who's riding the waves.
Yeah.
Daughter leaves and says to the siblings, the kids, is like, hey, tell Uncle Buck I'm leaving. I'm going to have a nice big party. I'm going to be back Sunday. And they're like, it's Friday. She's like, yeah.
Ooh, she's going to be gone for the whole weekend.
So Uncle Buck comes back. He's like, she wasn't at school. Where was she? She's like, oh, she wanted a big sleepover or something. She says, oh. I think the thing that got to me, though, is he says, she promised she was going to watch you guys tonight because he wanted to go gambling, right? And she flaked on me. Ugh.
So now he's got to take the kids gambling.
He's like, I have no other choice. I don't care what your parents say. I have to take you with me to the racetrack.
Oh, my God.
So he gets in there. He starts the car. And then it kind of cuts to him just being like, what am I doing? It feels real bad. And he's just like, so he gets out of the car, calls Shanice again. He says, hey, I got a problem. I need someone to look after the kids.
Oh, my God.
That's what you think, though. And he says, no. Because even Shanice says this, like, oh, you're going to go gambling. I get the word. The bookies.
No,
fixed.
She's going for Tia.
And he says, he's like, no, oh, I know Tia. That's what you think, but actually, I'm going to go look for Tia. She's gone missing. She's angry, 15, and confused. I got to go find her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, all right, if you say so.
Mm.
Anyway, so he just drives around looking for a party. And it's funny because another like couple like drives up next to him. Is like, hey, where are you going? He's like, do you know any parties around here? He's like, oh, there's a big one up in this place. My son's there. He's like, oh, I think my niece is there. I was like, oh, you're going to go look for her? Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Take that hat off. They're going to roast you for that.
Oh, yeah. He says everyone hates his hat.
Everyone hates his hat. He's like, yeah, all right,
toque or whatever.
I'll do it. Fine, whatever. So Macaulay Culkin's looking through the mail slot multiple times because Shanice keeps knocking and she peers away. And it seems like no one's there. Keeps knocking. There's no one there. Mm-hmm. Knocking. And they keep just, it's a goofy little thing. But then he opens it at once and three men are there looking into the screen.
What the fuck?
And then it disappears. And I'm like, I don't know what that was. I think that was like similar to the devil thing you were talking about in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where it's just like one thing's a little different.
Ooh. That's weird.
Yeah. It's
that's
just three guys.
So
I was trying, I paused it. I'm like, I don't recognize
what do they
them.
Look? Do they look like the Blue Man Group or something?
No, they're just random people. I guys? Thought it was like maybe a Home Alone reference or something.
That's so weird. I want to look this up now.
But
that's
like,
so
yeah, it was just three guys and they disappear. And then, oh, Shanice is there. And she's like, can you let me in? He's like, give me your driver's
that's
license.
A weird joke.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a reference to Home Alone, but I don't know. Oh, is Home Alone coming out at this point? I don't think it was out yet.
I don't know, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Uncle
I think it's a
Buck
older.
Movie. Uncle Buck came out in 89. Home Alone definitely came out earlier than that, right?
Did it? I might have been, I thought it was like 90, maybe 91.
90?
91?
I hope not.
I don't know.
Home Alone.
This is something we got to look up. It's important. But anyway, ask for driver's
90.
License.
90? Yeah. So Home Alone came after this.
Yeah, afterwards. Okay. So I don't know what this reference was then. It was
that's
weird.
Weird to think about for me. Maybe that was I was born the year after. And that's really strange.
Hmm.
I'm old.
You're like, oh, it's the 90s probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the 80s, I mean. Anyway, so Buck's driving up to the party. We see Bug in bed with someone, trying to get his shirt off, getting nasty.
Mm.
The thing goes boom, and you hear the car kind of explode, and everyone at the party's like, he comes in anyway with a stupid hat. They're playing Bust a Move, which is great. Someone steals it and gets replaced with a new hat, which I thought was kind of funny.
Mm.
And we see Bug, and this who she's with is like, oh no, please stop, Bug. And he's like, no, it's okay, you like this. He starts pulling down her pants and saying stuff like, I want to go. And he's like, no, you don't want to go. And I'm just like, okay, we get it. Bug's a bad guy.
Yeah, Bug's a bad guy.
So then the door knocks, and Bug is like, don't come in. And Buck breaks in with a drill, and the girl sits up and like, oh, no, Tia. And it's, no, it's some other girl. It's not Tia. It's some other girl.
So Bug's been being shitty to another person.
Yeah.
Oh.
So doubly shitty.
Mm.
And then Buck realizes this, and he revs the drill a little bit, and then kind of like a horror movie, goes after him with the drill. This is an easy edit, like you said.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Then Buck's driving around looking for Tia afterwards, and he finds her walking alone just in some random street, and she ignores him, and he ignores her for a little bit, and then she comes up and says, like, you're right. Everything you said would happen happened.
Mm.
And he says, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to get you home.
Yeah.
And then they're driving. She's like, do you know what happened? He's like, yeah. And she's like, will you tell my parents? He's like, nope. And he says, I've been riding your ass for weeks now, and I realized maybe someone should have done that with me.
Mm.
And maybe I would have tended out a little bit better. And I think you need a little bit of, you know, grace.
Guidance.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay. She seems very, like, happy about this. He's like, hey, since I helped you out, can you help me out with Shanice? Like, I did such a great job earning your trust. how can I do it with Shanice? She's like, all right. I'll help. But then she says, also, did you do anything to Bug? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah. And so the next scene, you see the trunk open up, and he's in the trunk.
Jesus Christ.
And he says, can you apologize to the lady, please? And he does it, but it's not sincere. And then she revs the drill, and she's pretty happy to rev the drill.
Oh, of course.
The power out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry. And they leave him in the streets tied up. And he's like, I'm going to sue your whole family. My dad's a lawyer. I'm like, well, you're a fucking like rapist, man. So like, good luck
with
that.
White boys have gotten away with that kind of
you're
awful
right.
behavior
you're right, you're
in the
right.
past, especially if they come from a legal family.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Stop bringing the mood down, Mike. Trying to get some justice in
Let's
here.
Get back to Uncle Buck.
You know what make you feel better?
What?
Buck starts shooting
guns.
No, he shoots a
heroin.
Golf ball.
Oh, golf ball.
Hey, Tia, you know I'm a bad influence.
Can you help me figure all this shit out? Which Shanice, 1 second, unzips his belt, puts it around his arm.
Can you hold the lighter for me?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, he's like, oh, you know, actually, I'm not sorry. Fuck. They're like, fuck that guy.
And yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. So Tia confesses to Shanice the thing she did. She says, look, it's not you. Like, there was more problems with our relationship than just that.
Yeah.
Shanice says, he's a nice man, but he acts like a boy. And Buck's listening to all this. And Tia's like, well, you know, I think he'll make a great husband and a good father.
Wow, Tia's saying
and all
that.
This stuff. And she's like, man, but he never says, like, I love you or anything. And she starts going off on all these positive traits. He's like, did Uncle Buck put you up to this? She's like, no, of course not. And then she goes to the door and then kicks it.
And there's three men behind it.
No. And Buck dodges it. He's like, oh, okay, good. And he goes back to listening and then kicks it again. This time hits him.
Yeah.
And he gets knocked out like a cartoon. And he goes, wow, wow, wow. And he says, oh, isn't that funny? Look who was here. So anyway, they seem to hash it out a little bit and talks about, like, you know, remember all these things and all these, they hash out past things in their relationship. And they seem to be making up, and they run away from the kids. It seems like they're babysitting together and having a good time. Anyway, the kids have to be real quiet because the parents are home now.
Oh,
and mom has some stuff to sort out with Tia.
Right.
Tia's there, immediately hugs her mom.
Oh, my gosh.
And
she got the stick out of her ass.
Her mom says, it's going to be real different, I promise. And well, during this touching moment, Uncle Buck is leaning. Basically, he's leaning on, like, the pots and pan holder above the island, and the call comes crashing down.
Yeah.
And he just goes, shit! And now he leaves. He does a little friendly bickering with Shanice, and then he talks to Tia and is like, hey, you know, if you're ever in the area downtown, like, hit me up, we'll get some coffee or something. She's like, oh, all right, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. And he waves one last time at Tia, and then the movie ends.
Wow. And that is Uncle Buck.
That's Uncle Buck. It was all right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
Definitely
there
not.
There are some really bad moments, though. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some bad moments in it. I'm not.
Not even, like, content-wise. Just, like, I don't like how this was shot. I think this is a bad
Oh, yes.
Scene.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yes. Nothing as egregious as some of his other movies, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, actually content-wise.
No.
And I think there's some charm to Uncle Buck. I don't think he's as, like, insufferable, I feel, as, like, what maybe some other characters would be that he would write. Like, he's got some charm to him. He's funny. He comes in at the right moment.
All because of John Candy. He offers so much humanity to this guy.
He really does.
Yeah.
To this cartoon character.
To this cartoon character who hides behind doors and gets hit in the face
and gets a wacky noise and gets knocked on
makes pancakes the, you know, size of a small dog.
It is weird. The movie switches between the two, and I don't think it's very seamless.
I don't think it balances.
I think it's very clumsy.
Comparing like this to like Home Alone, where it's like Home Alone is like clearly from the perspective of a child. There's a lot of like goofy stuff that happens, but it's from the perspective of a kid.
Yeah,
this movie is from the perspective of whoever. Like, there's not really a perspective in this movie, and if it's anyone, it might be Tia.
Yeah,
I guess. But Tia, if that's the case, Tia needs to be.
Yeah, if it's trying to like emulate the fluctuations of hormones in a teenager, then yeah, this is great.
Possibly,
it's all over the place
and annoying.
Yeah, I wish the part John Candy turned into a shadow though. That's really
wanted
cool.
to see a shadow man in the movie. Yeah,
really
exactly.
Cool. But yeah, it was okay.
It's fine.
It was. People like this movie a lot. I feel like I know a couple people who really like this movie.
I think I know people who like this movie, but I think I also know people who like this movie and go like, it's not the best movie in the world, but it's a comfy little like movie. If you grow up with it, you know.
I could see growing up with it, you think it's a really comfy movie for sure.
Like, I think if you were to show this movie in Home Alone to someone, I feel like people would like Home Alone more, but they would be like, this movie is fine too.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun, not Christmas movie and set in the winter.
Yeah.
Do you
guys have uncles? Email us. emailthere@podcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Blue Sky. And we have a Discord. Check us out on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it in the show no matter what it says, even if it's telling us that we need to come over to your house because there's been a family tragedy and we need to look after your kids and we got to quit drinking and quit smoking.
Oh. Gotta get my life together.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll take a job or something.
I don't want that. I don't want to work for a woman.
That's the thing is, I felt like the relationship never really resolved.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, man, nah, they'll figure it out, I
Whatever.
Guess. They seem like they're actually quite mad.
The movie's over now.
Don't worry about it.
I can't hear you.
The important part is an uncle connecting with his niece.
That's all that matters.
That's what matters. Yes. In Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Who likes to fuck.
Good night, everybody.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.